Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Grant Tillis, the Director of Product Management at Crowmetrics. Good afternoon, Grant. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mark. I'm doing well.
So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Quickly entered the workforce in 2008 after graduating with my marketing degree. Looking back now, not realizing that much about the housing crash at the time, but didn't think the job market was all too bad. Fairly quickly, I started getting work in digital marketing, started focusing on inbound SEO and content, and then eventually moved into more of the web strategy optimization and personalization and growth that I'm doing today at Crowmetrics.
Oh, cool. And where'd you graduate from? What school?
Southwest Minnesota State, classic state school of Minnesota.
Very good. And that's where I know you live in the Minnesota or the Minneapolis area now, so you didn't go too far from home.
Nope, most certainly not.
And are you born and raised there?
Born and raised in central Minnesota, probably about an hour and a half from where I grew up and about an hour and 15 minutes from where my wife grew up. So we felt that this was kind of a good area to settle in. We always wanted to find a small town outside of the immediate metro area to raise our family in.
Very nice. So tell us about Crowmetrics. What is it that you offer? Who's your typical client, all those things?
Definitely. So what we do at Crowmetrics is we help a variety of the top brands and companies grow through experimentation, optimization, personalization, and analytics services. So pseudo consultancy, where we're working with a lot of startups from the San Francisco Valley to across the country in terms of larger organizations. A lot of people can check us out at crowmetrics.com to see all of those, but a lot of startups with high growth opportunities and then seasoned large organizations that are really looking to leverage digital channels now, especially with the COVID pandemic and all the acceleration that we've seen with the push to digital commerce.
So since you are a digital company, I assume you have experience with remote work, both, before COVID and after COVID. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been an interesting road for us because Crowmetrics is actually a fully distributed 100% remote company, both before and after COVID. So even once everyone's vaccinated, we're still going to be working 100% remotely. So we were very blessed in the fact that there wasn't a learning curve for us as an organization. Probably the biggest impact that we had was no more regular client visits. So typically go visit clients, on a semi-formal basis. And then also team meetups. So as a company, we'd all get together once or twice a year at different locations to plan, strategize, learn from each other, connect, build relationships, and all that kind of fun stuff. So certainly been missing, being in the same physical space as a lot of the team members that I talk to on video chat and Slack every day.
Oh, interesting. And how long have you been in business?
Crowmetrics has been in business for about 10 years. I've been here for the past 3.
So it's an established company then.
Yeah, absolutely. We've grown a lot, especially over the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, and interesting that you say you've always been 100% remote. So does Crowmetrics actually have a home office, or there is no home office for anybody?
No home office for everyone. Everyone's home office is where they put their laptop.
Wow. So that must be, and when you joined them, was that like a little bit hard to get used to at first, or had you been working from home before that?
This was my first remote opportunity. Previous to that, especially working in the digital space, it was very easy for me to work a day or two from home here and there as necessary. But I always worked at an office local here, and commuted into the city for those. It's definitely a little bit get used to, I think, especially even for my wife, right? We had this concept of like, wait, this is a fully remote company and you just get to work here and this is legit. And, what you want to do is like, yeah, absolutely. So it was definitely a bit of a transition for getting my spot. I have three little girls at home. So trying to find a space that worked out for me and afforded me the ability to focus on my work during those work hours.
Yeah, that's one thing I've talked to a lot of people about. It's not the working from home that's the challenge, the actual doing the work. It's the distractions, depending upon your current situation, right?
Yes, takes a lot of discipline and a lot of communication to have alignment with that family of all right, the door's closed, you can't come in, or dad's on a call and whatnot. So certainly it did take a little bit of used to getting used to at the start, but you know, being 3 years in now, going off without a hitch on a weekly basis.
And is your wife working at home now too?
My wife stays home and leads the family life. So we're blessed in the fact that we were able to set ourselves up. And that's really, you know, again, going back to the COVID pandemic, that's been a blessing for us in the fact that we haven't had the struggle of balancing two careers remotely along with everything happening in the family life and school.
Yes. Well, and speaking from experience, my my wife worked from home for 9 years after the kids were born. It was I've always said it was a great thing. So
absolutely.
So, and we can discuss the benefits, or, but you certainly can do it in Minneapolis. I don't know if you can do it in San Francisco. We didn't live in San Francisco at the time. So now that you've had a real taste of it, what do you think is the future of remote employment, and what can be done differently to make it more effective?
Definitely. I mean, one of the things that I've noticed about that I think about the future is there's going to be benefits to both the employer and the employee. Right. So certainly from the employee and the values that I've seen is just the flexibility and the ability to be a little more choosy within your schedule. So, yeah, I'm very specific about what I'm scheduling, what I'm working on, where, when my high energy times are and what I want to work on, but also to removing the dead time sitting in a car, sitting in traffic, commuting, where instead I can go to the gym every morning and come home and cook my kids breakfast. And then it's very easy for me to jump onto the computer and start working, or even, you know, check in with my phone and all of that. So huge benefits in terms of the flexibility and those types of time savings for the employee. From the employer side, you remove all barriers to attracting top talent. No longer are you saying, we have to find, you know, the best person that we can find that lives within a 50-mile radius. It's who's the best person that we can find that lives in the country or in this time zone based off of how we want to operate. So that's a huge benefit that I see to employers. And I think the flexibility feeds that to the employer too, because as more and more companies go remote, that's going to be an added benefit that is going to be a differentiator from companies that aren't going remote.
Yeah. So the pandemic hit about 10 months ago now, and it sounds like it had like very little effect on your company, but did it have an effect on some of your clients? And you know, some clients probably needed more digital marketing, others probably needed to scale back. Is that true?
Absolutely. So we work across a variety of industries. So certainly a lot of industries were hit differently. Some of our clients have had the best years ever, and some of them were definitely struggled because of the transition. But we have seen that heightened renewed investment into, all right, how do we actually invest in the digital channel? It's no longer secondary. It needs to be our primary channel, creating a better user experience, optimizing our digital spending across all the channels, and advancing within our tool set, where, you know, a lot of organizations, again, it was always, the website played second fiddle to all of the other revenue opportunities. And now they're definitely, you know, that renewed focus on the digital.
So was 2020 a growth year for Crowmetrics?
2020 has been a growth year for Crowmetrics. I think, you know, there was initially when COVID hit, there was some of that initial instability with some of our client partners. Obviously a lot of organizations took the time to look at cutting spending due to, you know, renewed, you know, or lower revenue targets and stuff like that. But we've seen a huge, especially as the pandemic has continued on, and companies have really started to get a hold, non-traditionally remote companies have started to get a hold of how to operate remotely together. We've seen tons of investment and tons of new partners joining us in terms of wanting to take their digital experience to the next level.
Yeah, very good. And I've worked from home for over 10 years, so I know my opinion on this. I'm going to ask you yours now that you've been doing it for 3 years. Could you go back to a 9-to-5 desk job?
You know, I think about that. It would be tough. I think as long as there would be the flexibility, it would be okay. The commute thing is probably the biggest hurdle. It would be the biggest hurdle for me to get over. You know, dead time. And granted, I try to use my time effectively in the cars I could. I would go through basically an audiobook a week and learn, and that was great. You know, try to get the most value out of it. But it's essentially wasted time there that I you know, I'm losing with my family, or that, you know, I couldn't be working on myself at the gym, or, you know, spending the things on my passion projects. So it will be tough. I think I'm feeling blessed that I've had this 3 years to gain experience in remote work while a lot of other companies are going remotely. And it seems like that those opportunities are going to continue to grow and grow. And I'm excited because I know a lot of other people that, you know, are in similar situations to me where they would love to live in a smaller town or in a more mm-hmm. rural community, or they have kids that, you know, they would love to be able to go and have lunch with their kids at their schools, you know, when a pandemic isn't going on. And I'm able to do all of those things. So yeah. I certainly, it would be tough for me to give that up, but, you know, who knows?
No, I agree. I agree with you. I feel the same way. I go to the gym at night, you know, at the end of the day, but for me, it was always, you know, to make sure I stop working at around 5 o'clock, right?
Yes.
I don't have three young daughters at home. So my youngest is 31, so I don't have that issue.
Yeah. I the morning time is the only time that I'm not taking away from someone else, right? If I went after work, I'm missing out on time with my kids. If I went after the kids go to bed, I'm missing out with time on my wife. So the only thing that I'm missing out on is extra sleep because I'm getting up earlier than everyone else.
I agree. I was the same when I was your age. I valued that time with the family. It was, it's precious, right? Yep, and they grow up fast. Like I tell you, my youngest is 31. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Grant, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. I wish Crometrics lots of success and a great 2021 and a successful 2021 to yourself as well.
It's been awesome. Thank you, Mark, and same to you.
Thanks.